glorious day that will be. Amen.
And we thought the coronavirus was a plague. Who would have ever thought that the government would want to loan us money at a very, very low interest rate? Now, the men, let me just tell you, the men, as I shared this with them, the possibilities, they said, great, because at $500 a month, it'll take 30 years to pay this off. I don't think we'll be here. And I believe the Lord's coming back before that. And so, anyway. Turn to Matthew chapter 6. It's a very familiar passage to you. Many of you have it already memorized. Matthew chapter 6. This is Father's Day. It's a day where we honor fathers, and we do want to honor fathers. But Jesus shared something with his disciples that pertained to our Heavenly Father, and it was what we call the Lord's Prayer. And probably every one of you have prayed this at some time, if not often. There were times in my younger Christian life when I didn't know exactly how to start praying. And so I would go here and start with this. And then it just opened up the door for more communication with God. Matthew 6, verses 9 through 13. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Now, when we think about our Father, who do we think about? My biological father died in 1964. I was 24 years old. And the only true father that I have right now is my Heavenly Father. And he takes a lot better care of me than my earthly father did. And I'm so glad. I'm so glad that you can know him. Now, you can know him. And if this morning you don't know him, I'd love to share with you how you can come to know him. Not everyone has had a good experience with their fathers. So we think about biological fathers. Some have been abusive. Some have not been part of their children's lives. Some have been loving and supportive. Some have even made sacrifices to give their children things that they didn't have. Some have served in the military. Some have been civilians all their life, but all have been called father. Now, God has given us some commands about our relationship to our earthly fathers. And so we want to look at the first command that he gave us pertaining to our fathers. It's actually part of the Ten Commandments. You find it in Exodus 20:12. You all know it. Most of you know it by heart. You have it memorized. It says, Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days might be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. This is not the first commandment involving our father, but it's the first one that we'll look at this morning. How do we honor our fathers? Well, it really depends upon what kind of a man our earthly father was. Is he or was he a good man? One who kept his word, always acted morally? Was he a man who loved the world and lived for the pleasure that it could afford? Did our earthly father know Jesus? Or was he a lost soul that needed Jesus but never quite got around to believing on him? What can you and I do to honor him today? For some of us, it's too late because he's not here anymore. His soul has departed this life. For some, there is yet time to honor him and to exhibit a godly example of what our Heavenly Father wants from each of our lives. What gift can you give to your earthly father today? All over this country, men are getting up, being handed a little thin box, opening it up, and there's a necktie. And of course, their desire is to see how quickly that necktie can run through the shredder at the office. You know, if your earthly father doesn't know Jesus, that's a gift you can give to him. You can tell him about Jesus, and you can tell him what Jesus has done for you. One of the neat things about what has just happened this past week is God has done that. We didn't do that. And that's something we can tell people. We don't have to tell them dollar amounts or anything. All we have to do is say, God provided for our church family to meet all the needs that we have been trying to get resolved. And he has. For those of you who may not have saved fathers, I hope that they can see that you are attached to the things of Jesus, to the things of God that we find in the Word, and that you're living your life. No father is honored by sin in the life of their children. No father is honored by sin in the life of their children. In order to honor our Father, we have to do the right thing. We have to be obedient to what God tells us in His book, in His love letter to us. Obedience to the things of God will always honor our parents, father or mother. Now, they may not always show it, but in their hearts, they are watching you. They are watching to see how you're going to live your life, if you're going to be successful or a failure. And I have heard parents, their children know nothing about this, but I've heard parents telling me how great their godly children were because they were living for the Lord. Now, that particular parent, one of them that I'm thinking of right now, did not know the Lord. But yet he understood. He saw the Lord working in his children's life. And to him, that was honoring. So let's shift gears right now, and let's think about another father that we need to honor today. This father should be our dearest friend and companion. You read about him in Matthew 10, 34 through 37. Matthew 10, 34 through 37. Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a man's foe shall be they of his own household. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. This was Jesus dispatching his disciples to go out and preach the gospel at any cost. At any cost. They were not to go to the Gentiles. They were not to go to the Samaritans. They were to go to the Jews, because God was the Father of the Jews. But since Jesus is God, and the Father and the Son are equal, what applies to one applies to the other. What we do for Jesus, we're doing for God our Father. And what we do for God our Father, we are also doing for the Holy Spirit who lives within us. So as we honor our Heavenly Father today, we are paying tribute and honor to Jesus and to God's Holy Spirit. The Father that I'd like for us to consider honoring this morning is our Heavenly Father. And as we do that, I would like us to look at Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1, beginning at verse 3. Blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy without blame before him in love, having predestinated us to the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of the grace wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. Jesus Christ is the beloved. And if we know Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, we are the children of God. He's our Father. He's going to look after us as our earthly fathers would. And sometimes, as Tim mentioned this morning, sometimes he even has to spank us when we don't do what we're supposed to do. We call that adversity. But he loves us. We who have believed on the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior become the children of God, and which makes God our Heavenly Father. And today is Father's Day. We want to think about him. We want to think about what we can do to honor him today. In Luke 11, 13, we're told this about God. Luke 11, 13, if ye then being evil, and we are, if ye then being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them who ask him? Folks, we've got a privilege. We can ask God to let the Holy Spirit live through us. And then we can glorify our Heavenly Father. This is what we're talking about. We're talking about God's answering your prayers, your prayer for salvation. He sent the Holy Spirit to indwell you, to cause you to be born again. As a result of your faith, why did what happen this week? It happened to increase our faith. We were praying, Lord, we need this, we need that, we've got this, this is broke, that's broke. Father, help us provide for this. And he did. I hope all of your faith has taken a big jump. is we see that God can do this and that he will. It's not a matter of can he. My question is always, will he? Because I have doubts. My faith is not this big. It's this big. I'm human. I've grown up trusting this guy. And it's hard sometimes to trust our Heavenly Father. But he's shown us that he can be trusted, that he is trustworthy. It started a long time ago. It started before this world ever existed. God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit met together, and that they knew that man would be a sinner, that he would be born a sinner. God created Adam perfect. He had no sin. He had no sin nature. God created Eve perfect. She had no sin. She had no sin nature. But when the devil got involved, referred to as the serpent, he tempted them, and they were not ready for that. They failed. They became sinners. And from that point on, every person born has been born with a sin nature. You have one. I have one. And it's only by the grace of God that we are not something else. It's only by the grace of God that we're not doing some of the things that other people do. God wants us to be his people. He wants us to live by this book. And you know, I'm content to live by this book. My body isn't. Now, my body likes ribeye steaks. See? God can control that. He can keep me from having any money so that I can't buy them. I grew up on a farm. This is just a side trail. I grew up on a farm. We raised Aberdeen Angus. That's the black cows. They're raised for beef. They're not raised to give milk or anything. We milked them, but that was for us to drink. But they're raised for beef. We used to think that we were really doing well to get 10 cents a pound for that beef. I was at Publix one day this week, and I looked at a roast. It was a pound and a half, and it was $25. I believe in my heart that every cow that heads for the slaughterhouse has a grin on its face. God wants us to love him. He wants us to be his children, and we can be, by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. There is none other name given among men whereby we must be saved but the name Jesus Christ. And if we will believe on him, God becomes our Father. And man, you couldn't ask for a better Father. He's all-powerful. He's omnipotent. He's all-knowing. He's omniscient. He's everywhere. He's omnipresent. And he is our Father, our Heavenly Father. And so we can honor him today and every day, and we should, by simple obedience. What made your parents happy? Well, when I obeyed, when I did what they said to do, when I didn't do what they said don't do, That was probably a bigger issue than doing what they said to do. If they only knew. My wife and I, we raised two boys. And it wasn't until after they got grown and out of the house that we began to find out about some of the things they did. See your white hair? They're responsible for that. See my no hair? I'm responsible. Okay. We have a heavenly Father that we want to honor. And we will honor him by obedience. And so this Father's Day, if you have a living father, a biological father, praise the Lord. I'm glad that you do. Many of us don't have because of our ages. They've gone on to, and they've left this life. Some may have known Jesus, some may not have. It's too late for them. But we can honor our Heavenly Father by being faithful to tell others about him and how much he loves them and what he wants to do for them. This Father's Day, tell somebody about Jesus. That will bring honor to God. Tell a lot of people about Jesus. That'll bring even more honor to God. We have just gotten a new batch of gospel tracts, and they're back there in the rack, and we've got almost 3,000 more in the library if you need, you know, if you're running low on tracts. Let's get them out there. Let's let people know what a great Heavenly Father we have. And if we do that, we will honor our Heavenly Father on this Father's Day. Father, thank you for bringing each one out this morning. Thank you for making it possible for us to gather together here as your children. And Father, if there is someone here who is not one of your children, may they soon become one of your children. And we would ask, through the power of your Holy Spirit, help us to glorify you. Help us to tell others about the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, may your Holy Spirit bring conviction to their hearts. May they know that he is the truth, the way, and the life. And Father, may they find him. And may you become their Father also. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, Tim.
Number 634 in our hymnal, our close.